Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, it is another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with estate and tax planning attorney Paul Grant and our friend Paul Grant,
who's
talking about relationship,
the power
of relationship, what sets his firm apart and the way that they build relationships with their clients. And really interesting, kind of a 10,000-foot view last time on your philosophy behind this. And we're going to get into more basics and more detail this week.
Yeah, that's right. And so just for a quick review of the 10,000-foot level of what does it look like from a client's perspective each year? What are the things that we offer them? And of course, you can head back to legacyandfaith.com. All the past podcasts are there. So we've done 3 weeks of relationship matters, and this is probably the closing out this segment. So so go back and listen to those. But the high level of what do we do in our firm is that each year we send out an estate review. With that comes an asset review. So what do your assets look like, and are they integrated into the trust? We have a program called Back to Basics, where we invite you in to go through the counseling session again, even though you are a current client. From there, we would do amendments as clients need. Then in the spring, we do annual client meetings where we get together and I'm able to talk about what's happening in the law and taxes and if your plan needs it. Then in the summertime, we move into a client update program. That's every 3 years. Clients are invited back to the office in a small group setting, and we reprint their trust, all their power of attorneys, and we refresh the documents with everything that has been going on, whether it's in their life or whether it's in the law and taxes, whether it's just me learning something new. And then we finish the year with educational opportunities for clients, but also for the family. We believe in educating the family to ensure that they are ready. This thing called estate planning, the way it's traditionally done in law firms is they give you a document and they say, great to meet you. Let me know if I can do anything else for you. And 10, 15, 20, and even more years later, you're looking at your documents going, well, we should probably have them reviewed. But what if you had a health incident in between that time? What if it was your time to go home and see the Lord during that time? Then we're using a very old document that actually creates a more difficult closing scenario than having documents that are up to date. And so we want to educate people. And most experiences are that someone passes away or has a health incident. And at that time, when emotions run high, when it's difficult in the family environment, when you don't know what you don't know, that's when you go back to the attorney. That is a really tough proposition. So we believe in education to family members, to our clients, so that we can set a foundation that of education so that they're prepared and know what to do when these things take place. So that's kind of the annual life cycle that we have in our firm. But I want to kind of look at them independently and get down and look at them a little more detail.
Okay, well, what would one of those first details be then?
So every year we send two different reviews. So let's look at these reviews and maybe look at the why we send them out. So the first one is an estate review. So the estate review is an independent document. Of course, clients always have their original documents. We don't hold them. So a client has their original documents. They can always go back to their original documents. However, during the course of a year, very few clients do. Some do, actually, but very few go back. So we try to give them a high-level review of these are the major decisions that you have made in your estate plan, such as what does it mean for you to become disabled or incapacitated? So are we going to use a doctor system? Are we going to use a family system to determine that? What does that look like? How much voice do you want your family to have in that decision versus just a doctor-driven system? So people make elections during the counseling cycle, right? So all the way back at the beginning, when someone walks in, I walk them through a myriad of different questions so I can see their vision and see their picture. Now, years down the road, maybe something has changed. So therefore, we present to them, well, these were the individuals that you said you implicitly trust with your finances. So if you had a health incident and we needed to bring someone in to pay your bills and to manage your finances, to work with your financial advisor, what if the family home needs to be sold to because you need to transition to greater assistance and you need different levels of care? Who are those people that you trust? Well, has that changed? And sometimes they change. Relationships evolve. And so the
people
same
move.
Yeah, people move. Or they have their own life going on. They have their own concerns or issues that are transpiring. And maybe they're not in the same position as they were several years ago, whether it's 2, 5, or whenever you made that initial decision. So then what if you needed to update? Who manages your finances? And then we give strong boundaries on this is what you can use the finances for. They need to be for your purposes, right? So other decisions, who's going to manage your health? So if you cannot communicate with doctors, if there's a health incident to where a doctor is trying to tell you this is what we're going to do, but they don't believe that you're understanding the severity or the nature of the decision you have to make, they're going to want to look to someone else to step in and say, this is what's going on. Which direction do we move? And so that requires a healthcare power of attorney. Maybe that person needs to change. Maybe they're going through something, or maybe your relationship has changed, as well as end-of-life decisions. You know, we change as individuals, and we continually gather more information. We continually see life experiences. And so I have people in their 50s and 60s that start this estate planning drill. Now they move into their 70s or 80s and they start watching all their friends pass away, their siblings pass away. And now they have a lot more experience of what does the dying process look like. If you have more experience in that, do you think that you might change your mind? With what would it mean for me to be in that circumstance? So we take on new information and it changes us. So how, in a standard traditional system, do you have the flexibility to make those fine-tuned adjustments? And the answer is you don't. But in our relationship process, in our relationship firm model, you have the opportunity to communicate with us. So we are able to stay engaged. And how do you remember? You get this estate review. So then, so all of those things are expressed in the review process, and you have an opportunity to communicate back to us. So
does this happen every year or several other year? Or
so the estate review is every year. We send you, because I don't know when you're going to have a different change in life. I don't know when one of the trusted individuals in your plan is going to have a life incident that then takes them out of that role, or we need to switch that person. You know, unfortunately, life is not always fair. I have a client who lost a very important person in their life who was really the main person in their entire estate plan. Well, if that person passes away, boy, we got to start over. So I don't know in what year someone else is going to have an issue go on in their life. So this is a review every year. We send it every year. Not every client sends it back every year. So then we assume, okay, everything's on target.
I would think it's a certain kind of person who wants this level of involvement. Are you able to convince people that this is a good thing? That, of course, that's what we're doing this show. Some people maybe go, I don't want to be bothered. I don't want to talk to you every year.
You know what I have found.
What do you do with that?
Yeah, what I have found, Mark, is that, and while I fully understand that perspective, what I have found is that people actually long for relationship.
Okay,
and there are some clients that say, this is a little too much for me? Well, there's ways. I mean, I'm empowering you to have the opportunity to look at your estate plan and be involved. And so if you don't fill out that form and send it back to me, then my assumption is that you had no changes. Now, I agree with you. Some clients are not looking at that. Other clients are very detail oriented and they're waiting for me to send it and they'll detail it.
Right.
And so
it runs the gamut, I would think.
Of course it does. But in my experience, a high majority of individuals are actually looking for relationship-based models in these trusted areas of life.
And that is what sets you apart from other firms.
It really does, because I'm really a unique firm. I don't know of other firms that have a mature process of relationship built in that have gone through the level of thinking through what changes in someone's life and how do we accomplish those changes and how do we best accomplish those changes. So, yes, some clients are not as communicative as others. Fine. It's not a problem. I'm not going to come to your house, knock on your door and say, excuse me, but I'm missing a form. I don't have that type of time.
Okay.
So it is up to you. But for a high majority of people, they want to ensure that this is actually going to take place as they design. This is a big deal. Maybe that's the gap. Maybe there's a gap of understanding that if you have a health incident and your document is supposed to rise to the occasion and it's older, is that really in your best interest? And my answer is no. And the problem is that I see the stories and I see the people come to my office with older documents. I can't sit here and tell you enough stories of how difficult it is to use an old document. It's either you're going to trust me or you're not going to trust me. But when you have older documents, they do not fit the task. And it is difficult to use. And you're putting the people that you have in a trusted relationship, they're the ones who pay the price, not you. If you're having a health incident, you're fighting for your life, but someone else in the background is struggling to get access to your medical records. They're struggling to get financial records. They're struggling to pay the bills because everything ended up being worn down and untaken care of. So the proposition I have is that I don't know when someone's going to have a health issue or when they're going to die. Therefore, the documents must always be at their highest best level in order to meet that challenge.
Yeah.
Would you prefer a worn down document and roll the dice, or would you prefer to know I am set because I've got somebody on my side who is egging me on to fix all these things all the time? And would that be a better system than rolling the dice and hoping that it works out? So I believe people want relationship.
The power of relationship in estate planning. What a concept. He's developing that concept over the last few shows. We'll continue with this discussion in just a moment. People are intrigued, Paul, by your approach. How do people get in touch with you?
Head over to legacyandfaith.com, our website. There's past podcasts, upcoming educational opportunities, ways to communicate with us, all found at legacyandfaith.com.
Okay, back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Can I avoid probate? Will I lose everything if my health becomes compromised? How do I preserve what I have for me and my family? Will the government take it all? This is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. These are some of the most common questions we get on a daily basis, and there are solutions for all of these issues. It is time for you to protect your family and what God has placed under your stewardship, and we can help. Go to legacyandfaith.com to find out more about our services and upcoming educational opportunities. That's Legacy and Faith.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. And continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, Paul Grant talking about the power of relationship, getting into some of the basics of this relationship. And why would people want to have like a an asset review. How often does this happen? Every year? Every 3 years?
That happens on an annual basis as well. So the estate review happens so that we can see what's going on with the family, but also the asset review. Now, I'm not a financial advisor.
It seems like you're kind of venturing into some of that area, but that's not.
But I'm really not. That's their lane. It's not my lane.
Okay.
So when you have an estate plan, your assets, one of the most critical overlooked aspects, whether you use a will document, whether you use a trust, I don't care what type of disposition document you use, one of the biggest mistakes that is always made is that the assets do not reflect the estate plan. So if you don't have your assets in sync with the estate plan, then the asset may do something on its own. So for example, if you have a beneficiary designation on an IRA, okay, a transfer on death, if that is not the same thing as what your will or trust say, we have a disconnect.
Yeah.
So a lot of people do estate planning, but then never.
How often does that happen, do you think?
Oh, you would be surprised.
Huh.
Yep.
I give it to my previous wife or whatever.
Life insurance policies do that all the time. We forget life insurance policies. Or you change work and there's a new package available there. And you say, oh, I'll just throw this person on. And it's a disconnect from the plan. So when you do estate planning, if you do not review all of your assets to ensure that they are all saying the same thing, that they are integrated together, then there is a disconnect. Now, also, we have an estate tax in Washington. So as home values keep going up in the Pacific Northwest, as your retirement funds keep going up, as you build wealth, or the opposite could happen, you could be using much more money. So are there issues that you need to protect your estate against Medicaid and other aspects? So it could happen one way or the other. If I don't know where you are financially, I can never make another recommendation to you. So the assets, number one, being integrated to the plan, making sure that it fits precisely into the plan is a big issue. And then number two, if you are growing in wealth, if I don't see that, I can never come back to the table or call you back to the table to say we have a different issue than the original plan and we got to address it. So actually having an asset review is critically important. As a matter of fact, it may be more important than actually reviewing the estate documents because the assets constantly move. They move faster than our family does. Yeah. So therefore, that is why that is so important as well in this annual process of making sure I know how to keep up and continually advise what is in a client's best interest.
Well, what about this part you call the client update program? Now, you've got that on a 3-year basis.
Yeah, so that's a little bit different. So the client update program is that every 3 years, we invite you back to the office, and it's in a small group setting, so maybe just 6 to 8 clients at a time. We have a room that can fit 20, so we have a nice space to accommodate more people. And what the philosophy there on the 3-year program is that because I keep tinkering with all the documents, because I've learned something more, because I've introduced different concepts throughout the years as we've been in relationship, how do those concepts, changes in the law, changes in taxes, and over the past 3 years, if the client has had any adjustments, right? So we talked about at the beginning of the show, what if your trusted financial person, not your financial advisor, but the person who is going to have the legal authority over your trust and over the assets that are in it or over your IRA, what if something goes wrong in their life that we need to change that person out? Well, we would use an amendment to fix that very quickly. But now every 3 years, we're going to reprint your entire trust. It's called a restatement. So we're going to restate the entire trust document. What that means is that the first document we did together gets voided and pushed off to the side. And this new one is going to take its place. It's a complete redesign, not really redesign, but full legal tax updates and anything the client has done. So why is that important? Because I closed an estate. Here's why it's important. I closed an estate, and over the years, this person consistently had different thoughts and different needs. What the attorney did is that every time the client would come back to them, they would do an amendment. So an amendment is, we're going to take a written section of the trust, we're going to redo that, and we're going to attach an amendment to the back of the existing document. Okay, so we have the existing document, but now a section at the back says, oh, by the way, that section over there, yeah, we were kidding, use this. This person had more than 10 amendments. Mm. Now, I think amendments 4, 5, 6, and 9 were no longer valid because they kept overriding each other. Do you know what type of a bouncing ball nightmare that was?
Yeah.
To pull apart and see the whole storyline and rebuild the entire trust based upon, I think, over 15 years of different thought processes. Now, I look at that and I shake my head and I go, why didn't you just simply restate the trust instead of have all these different amendments? So I never want my clients to be in that position, which is, here's my running thoughts over the past 15 years. I hope you can figure it out. That's a nightmare. Mm. So we restate it. That means we come back in, we fully reprint the trust. It includes all of the things that I've learned. It includes all of the additional tax language. It includes all of the different new legal issues in Washington. And it includes all the adjustments that a client wants to make in their trust. Mm. As a matter of fact, in year three, at the very beginning of the year, we talked about that estate review process. Mm. In that, we remind clients, this year, you really got to pay attention, please. In the past years, you could have ignored this, but this is your year that if anything changes, you really need to make a fine-tuned adjustment. Do you know that over 30% of my client base will make some type of adjustment in one way or another? 30%, that's a pretty significant number. So in other words, when you have the opportunity to actually communicate with your attorney, when you have the opportunity to make these fine-tuned adjustments so that your plan can remain at its highest level, people actually do it. Mm. Versus the one and done, you'll never call an attorney again because you know they're going to charge you. You know that there's going to be a cost. You know it's going to be bad. So therefore, why do you not call your attorney when it's a document produce mentality? Well, number one, you're never being reminded of it, so you don't know what to think about, and you forgot that you had it. You think you're still fine, but you don't want to call the attorney back. So in the relationship system, we have an opportunity to communicate with us ways to remind you of all the decisions you've made. And when you see it, it makes you think about, oh, yeah, that's actually not the best thing now. I talk to my clients during the design phase. In other words, when you first start with the firm, we go through and we design your plan. I talk to them extensively. They start talking about, well, in 30 years, my kids are going to be blank years old. I say, no, pull it back. We're dealing with today only. If something happened to you in the next year or two, what is the best decision today? Oh, yes. Okay, well, if it happened today, this is what I would do. So why am I pulling it back always? Because over the years of relationship, I already know that they are going to have a change of viewpoint. And we will come back and make those fine-tuned changes. Do you know what it's like to try to have a document that's going to work for 20 years, but yet you need to work it today? It's an impossibility, actually. It's an absolute nightmare of actually trying to think, well, I think I'm going to live for another 20 years and the kids are going to be here. So you're making a document for 20 years down the road and yet we lose you in 2 years. And we could have designed everything based upon today's best scenario, we would have made very different decisions. So that's the benefit of a relationship. You get to make today's best decision, knowing that you get to come back to the table and make these fine-tuned adjustments through the course of a relationship. It frees you to make today's best decision instead of always thinking in the future, instead of always trying to think, I think I'm going to live until I'm 85. My parents lived until 85. I'm going to live until I'm 85. Really? You can already dictate that. So therefore, we need to make today's best document. How do you do that? Well, we go through a really detailed discussion at the beginning, but then we stay in relationship and we present opportunities for you to make fine-tuned adjustments, and we reprint things every 3 years so that nothing ever becomes stale. It truly is the best way to do estate planning.
The power of relationship, and also educational opportunities for family members.
That's right.
Beneficiaries and other strategic helpers, as you say.
That's right.
All of these levels of help available to you. People are intrigued by your approach to having a relationship. There's a thought with your estate and tax planning attorney.
That is
Paul,
a thought.
Paul wants to build that. And how do people get in touch with you, Paul?
Head over to legacyandfaith.com, where there's past podcasts, upcoming educational opportunities, ways to communicate with us. All found at legacyandfaith.com.
Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.